Track 5. Progress Test 5. IELTS Listening, Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about the early history of money in the United States of America. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Today I'm going to talk to you about the early history of money in the States. Let's start by looking at how people traded before the early settlers arrived. Most people agree that there wasn't actually money in the sense we understand it today. Mostly, there were different sorts of barter systems. However, we know that in Mexico, the Aztecs did sometimes use gold as a kind of currency. Basically, they would barter, but use the gold dust, which was kept in transparent quills so you could see how much was in there, to make up the difference if one item was worth significantly more than another. Another form of payment was cocoa beans. Chocolate was very popular. They would use sacks with thousands of beans as a way of making very large payments. In North America and Canada, the Native Americans had a system called potlatch. Essentially, a potlatch was a kind of party where the host would show how wealthy he was by giving away as much as possible. People took it in turns to host the potlatch and competed to give stuff away. So in the end, everyone in the community was provided for. Potlatch was actually banned in Canada for a while, as it was not thought to contribute to the work ethic. Actually, banning it had a detrimental effect on the work ethic because it removed a lot of the motivation to earn. Wampum was also adopted as a currency by the settlers, but it wasn't a currency to begin with. Wampum are beads made from seashells, and they were certainly very valuable among the American Indians. The right shells were hard to find, and the beads were time-consuming and difficult to make, so this gave them a commodity value. They would certainly have been used in bartering. The settlers, however, used them as a kind of money. In fact, the workers who built the city of New York were paid in wampum. There were a lot of alternative currencies about in those days. Another one was tobacco. Tobacco leaves were used as currency in and around the colony of Virginia for about 200 years. They were not the most practical of currencies, though. They tended to fall apart quite quickly. And gradually, certificates representing tobacco held in warehouses started to be used instead. In effect, the first paper money. In the colony's later years, other forms of paper currency started to be issued. In 1690, Massachusetts was the first colony to issue notes to pay soldiers. The notes could be redeemed for gold or silver, but were also accepted as legal tender. Other colonies followed suit. As time went on, the British government started to try and prevent the colonies from issuing paper money. That was partly because they didn't want to lose control, but also because some colonies were issuing so much that it was causing very high inflation. This obviously worried the British government, and in fact, it culminated in the complete banning of all colonial paper money in 1764. This was one of the main reasons behind the American Revolution. During the Revolution, America produced a flood of paper money, which was worth less and less, and although in the short term it did finance the revolution, it inevitably led to hyperinflation. By the end of the war, American finances were in chaos, and in 1790, the dollar was established for the first time as a national currency. The hope was that by replacing all the different states' currencies, some stability could be achieved. However, there was a great shortage of gold and silver, and the government was forced to accept the use of foreign gold and silver coins, particularly Spanish dollars, as legal tender as well. Gradually, these were phased out, but American silver dollars are still legal currency, though you don't see many of them around these days. Did you know that there were also $10 coins, known as eagles, because of the bird printed on them? These were in circulation right up until the 1930s.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.